Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
The Lord is beautiful. He says, "You are beautiful beyond description."
You are beautiful beyond description.
Oh, yes. Too marvelous.
Too marvelous for words.
Words cannot describe you. Too wonderful for any
too
form of comprehension.
Wonderful for comprehension.
Oh, yes. What a God. It's like nothing. Nothing that we have ever seen. Nothing that we have ever heard. Our God is not anything that you have ever seen or ever heard.
Who can grasp your infinite wisdom, Lord? Who can fathom the depths of your love?
Oh, come on, sing it again.
Lord,
you are beautiful.
You are beautiful. Yes, beautiful beyond description.
What a God. He's too beautiful, too marvelous.
Majesty,
yes,
enthroned above. Sing, you are beautiful. You are beautiful, Lord, beyond description.
Yes.
Too marvelous for words.
Yes. Too wonderful for comprehension.
Oh, praise.
Oh, praise. Trying to clap for the Lord. And please be seated. Amen. Well, this afternoon, I want to begin sharing with you about victory secrets. Victory secrets. Amen. Victory secrets. And I want to talk to you about what is a victory secret. What is a victory secret? Job 15 and verse 8 says, "Hast thou heard the secret of God? Hast thou heard the secret of God? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself?" Hallelujah. A victory secret is the secret that will make you or turn you into a living wonder. Hallelujah. It is the victory secret of God that will turn you into a living wonder. Hallelujah. Now, have you heard the secret of God? Or have you read the secret of God? Have you ever been exposed to the secret of God? The hidden wisdom of God is the secret of God. Amen. Amen. Have you received the wisdom of God? Have you received the revelation that comes from God? Now, if you have not heard the secret of God, then you have missed what you really need. Tell your neighbor, you have missed what you really need. Hallelujah. So the secret of God is the wisdom of God in a mystery that is ordained for your glory and beautification. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The secret of God brings glory. The secret of God changes your life. It transforms your life. The secret of God turns you into a different type of person. The secret of God separates you from others. Hallelujah. What you need is not earthly wisdom. If you are going to be exceptional, if you are going to be different, what you need is not earthly wisdom. Hallelujah. Earthly wisdom is the teaching of economics, law, math, accounting, science, medicine, all of these things that we learn in school, what they call secular subjects. And they are nice, but they are earthly human wisdom. They have a limit. Hallelujah. If you are going to be different from others, what you need is the secret of God. Hallelujah. There is a place for all the other things that we learn, such as law, economics, and so on and so forth, but it has no place in the church. It has no place when it comes to spiritual things. Hallelujah. What is going to make you different is the secret of God. Amen. So we have something that is higher than the wisdom of this world. We have something that is higher than the earthly wisdom. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with words of enticement." It's not with wisdom of man. It's not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. Now, with the wisdom of man, they sound very enticing. They sound very sweet. They sound very convincing. Amen. Amen. But Paul was saying, he says, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom." The secret of God may not be enticing. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is what is going to separate you, what is going to make you glorious, what is going to make you different. The secret of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a far greater kind of wisdom that comes from God. And the wisdom of God contains the secret of God. And that is what you need for your life. That is what you need for your life as a young woman. That is what you need for your life as a young man. Hallelujah. That is what you need for the lives of your children. To have a likeness for the secret of God. To have a hunger to pursue the secret of God. If your children are going to be different from other children, if you are going to be a different worker from others, if you are going to be a different student from others, what you need is the wisdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's called the secrets of God. Because as far as mathematics is concerned, everyone can study it. And you can all be at almost the same level. If you are taught calculus and you all learn calculus, you will all know calculus. And if you move on to the next class and you all learn it, you will all know the next class. But one thing that no one can have, or specific people and special people can have, is the secret of God. And it's that which will make you different from others. It is that which will make you different from everyone who is an accountant. It is that which will make you different from all the other doctors and all the other nurses and all the other carpenters. Hallelujah. It is the secret of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 7 It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The secret of God is to bring you glory. God has set these things as secrets to make his children glorious. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? So we want to look at some of the wonderful benefits of discovering the secret of God. How many of you want to know? The benefits of discovering the secret of God. Why do we need the secret of God? Number one, life and death depends on your discovery of the secret of God. Life and death. Life and death. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 8. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 8. It says, the king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the things, ye see the thing is gone from me. So here, imagine that someone has a dream, and then the person calls you and says, tell me what this dream means. And then you say, bring it on. Tell me the dream, and I will explain to you what it means. And then the person says, I have forgotten the dream. So you tell me the dream that I had, and then interpret the dream. Now this sounds like a joke, but it became a life and death matter, that people's life came to depend on this. So the king said, I know of certainty that ye will gain the time. You will know, you can go in the past, because you see things and you see that the thing is gone from me. The dream has left me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. If you want, this is the king has gathered his wise men and his magicians and his astrologists and all the highly educated people in his kingdom. And he says, you have to tell me the dream. And if you are not able to tell me the dream, there is only one decree for you. He says, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Wow. He says, all of you wise people in the nation that work around me, you've been telling me lies. You've been telling me things that I need to hear. Because he knows if he's able to tell him or tell them the dream, they will explain it to him in a way that the king likes. But now he says, the dream has left me, so you tell me the dream and then explain the dream to me. It says, the Chaldeans answered before the king, and they said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. I am telling you, there is something that only certain people can have. The Chaldeans were one of the high people in the society. And they answered and said, there is no one on earth who can solve this issue, to tell you of the dream and then to interpret it. Therefore, there is no king. Are you listening?
Yes.
Look at the list of people. He says, there is no king, no lord, no ruler. I mean, where else can you go? I am showing you of things that can make you different, that can separate you and make you different from lords, and make you different from kings, and make you different from educated people, and make you different from highly educated people, and make you different from people with high positions. The secret of God. The secret of God. The secret of God. He says, there's no king, no lord, no ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires or requireth. And there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, which no one knows who they are, really. In other words, what they were saying is that human beings like us can never solve this issue. He said, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. So if you are looking among us, among people like us, to solve this problem, then the answer does not exist here. For this cause, the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. I am telling you, there are certain things when it comes, it is life and death. So now the king commanded all the wise men, the educated men in his kingdom, people who have gone to school for years, they should kill all of them. He says, the king commanded, there's a decree that went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain because they were also counted as wise men. Church, I want you to listen to something. These were wise men in the nation. Daniel and his friends were among the wise men of the nation. These were people who the king selected. The king chose and put them in special universities. Put them in special schools to be educated, to be taught, to learn science, mathematics, biology, medicine, astrology. To learn all these things. And so when the king realized that people who have learned these things cannot interpret them, now he decided to kill all of them. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king. Verse 16. Daniel went in, is it verse 16? And desired of the king that he would give him time and that he will show the king interpretation. Hallelujah. So now Daniel was seeking time to be able to interpret these things. Daniel was seeking time. Now, was Daniel now going to study the books? Was he going to pick up his geography books and history books and mathematics and calculate and stay up all night to read? He said, Daniel came to the king and desired of him that he will give him time, that he will show the king the interpretation. Daniel was going to study. Daniel was going to find answers. Was he going to read? Then look at what Daniel did. The Bible says, then Daniel went to his house and made this thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. You know, the secret things, when you are desiring, when it is life and death issue, many people will go to their other classmates. Many people will call the top students in their class. Young people, are you listening to me? You will call the top of the management when you need these answers. But Daniel, he called his colleagues who were not the top in mathematics and geography and signs. He called Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Church, when you are called and then they send you a message and they say it's flow prayer meeting, wake up and pray. Perhaps you are thinking that what you need is to finish this paperwork. What you need is to, you have to study for this exam, and so you will have to sleep to wake up. What you need is the secret of God. One day, one of our brothers was in church, and we were having a meeting, late night meeting. And he had an exam. He was in school. He had an exam. And he was supposed to go and study with his colleagues. But he felt a need to be at the prayer meeting. And he stayed at the meeting whilst his friends were preparing for the exams. He stayed at the meeting. And then the next day he went to take the test. As he was taking the test, the tests were multiple choice questions. Is it multiple choice questions? MCQs? Is that what they call it? Yes. So as he will read the question, the answer was highlighted. He will read the question, the answer is highlighted. He will read the question, the answer is highlighted. You see, when you have A, B, C, D, and E to choose from, you know, you can, the answer can be either A or B or C or D or E. Sometimes you can eliminate A, B, D, and E, but then you are stuck with these two. Have you experienced that before? They don't look similar. They both look correct. They both look correct. And then the brother will see that C is highlighted. Wow. The classmates failed the exams. God is wild, though. God is wild. I want you to trust the God that you serve. You see, you will not put God, you will not know how much you trust and believe in God until you are put in a situation. Are you listening to me? That you can come for the meeting that closes at 6 or 7 p.m. and then you can go home and study with your colleagues, and then you go. You have not put God to a test. But when you say, I feel unprepared, but I have a need for this meeting, I have to be in the presence of God, and that takes precedence, you put God to a test, and you see his hand revealing his secrets to you. His secrets. So Daniel went and joined his friends, who also seek the face of God. And he says, let us pray and seek the face of God. And the Bible says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. This is the God of secrets. He removes kings and he sets up kings. And he does this by giving his secrets to the one that he set up. Amen. Amen. He says he giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. God has secret things. God has secret things. Secret things are hidden things. Secret things are not common knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, secret things belong to them that seek them. If they are secret, they are hidden from you. If they are secret, you have to pursue them to find them. Amen. He says, he knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Hallelujah. So you see, Daniel and his companions were in great danger. They were about to be persecuted and prosecuted and then executed. Death was staring at them in the face. And the king knew that the most of the wise men, the astrologers and the magicians, were all hypocrites. They were liars. They were full of deception. So the king Nebuchadnezzar now was desperate, and he wanted to clear all these people from his kingdom. And he wanted to find genuine people. Genuine people are the ones who know the secret of God. What is going to be left will be the ones who know the secret of God. If there are more leaders, there are kings and there are vice presidents and there are rulers, what is going to be left are the ones who have the secret of God. Amen. Amen. So this king tested his institution and he ensured that genuine people remain. Hallelujah. So sometimes we wrongly speculate about what makes somebody great, what makes another person great. But most of the time, we don't really know the secrets of someone's success and greatness. And discovering certain secrets will prevent you from perishing. It will be a life-saving situation when you have certain secrets. Hallelujah. The spirit of knowledge is also the spirit of God. So when the Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. When the enemy comes in to kill you, when the enemy comes in with the weapons, the spirit of knowledge lifts up a standard against him.
Amen. You are preaching.
And the word standard is the Hebrew word that says nas, which means to cause to disappear. Hallelujah. So through knowledge, certain things that come or are ready to destroy you can disappear. Amen. Through knowledge. Amen. You know, many years ago, you know, diseases like malaria, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on and so forth, these were diseases that were killing people. They were killing people. When someone has high blood pressure, the pressure goes up and kills you. When someone has diabetes, there's sugar in your blood and no one knew what to do with them. And they were killing people. When people will have asthma, it's your airway or your breathing pipe is collapsing or is closing. It swells and it's closing. And people didn't know when that is happening to you. No one knew what to do with it. These diseases were killing people, killing children. Amen. Amen. Just something that your body doesn't like passes around your nose, you smell it, and that's it. It's killing you. Such as even flowers or somebody's even smell, cologne on somebody can just kill you. This was how diseases were killing people. But through knowledge, say through knowledge, these diseases have been caused to disappear and been neutralized. Amen. So life and death may depend on your knowledge of certain secrets. There are secrets that are very important for your life. Hallelujah. Anyone who has been blessed to enjoy the secrets of God knows that life and death virtually depends on these secrets. That is why we need to seek revelation from God. Your knowledge of secrets will make you have an upper hand over others. When you have certain knowledge, it will give you an upper hand. When you have certain secrets, when you know something that others don't know, they give you an upper hand in life. Hallelujah. Is someone understanding what I'm sharing with you? These secrets have existed. They have been in time immemorial. You know, everyone, when we talk about the speed of light and the formula for the speed of light, and when we talk about weight and we say that it is equal to mass times gravity, that Einstein discovered all these things, and he says force and reactional force are equal and opposite, and all these things, and potential energy, and all of these things. These things existed already. Are you listening to me? These things existed. Frictional forces didn't just come. You don't know what it is. That the salt that you eat contains sodium and chloride didn't just happen to, it has existed. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? So these things existed. These things are there. But God reveals them. People discover them through revelation. And the one who discovers them, or who discovers one of these, is separated from others. Are you listening to me? So when you are able to discover one of these secret things that God has created, that God has made, it separates you from others. It makes you different from others. It makes you a different student. If we say you wrote a very nice paper, you wrote a beautiful paper, the words that you use were not just discovered, but that you had the secret of putting this together to make this sentence and to join this and to make this. It's a secret that you just discovered and has made you have the nicest paper to write. And it has given you the opportunity to get this beautiful essay that makes you a different student from others. And that is why you need the secret of God. Are you listening to me? It's not just knowing the vocabulary. It's not just knowing the words. Students, are you listening to me? It's not just knowing the words that exist already, that everyone knows, but your ability to put them together. The ability to form this sentence and form that and then put them together. That is why you want to be a student that seeks the secret of God. Are you listening? You see, you can be separated as a unique lawyer. Not that the law books have changed. You and your colleagues will learn the same law and learn the same terminology. But there is a secret in you. There is a spirit in you. The Bible calls it an excellent spirit. That spirit, when it's in you, that you stand before people, that you put this word and that word together, that your other colleagues know, but they don't know how to put it this way together, but you put them together like that, then they look at you and they say, you are a unique lawyer. It is the secret of God. It is that which will separate you. Therefore, don't just be a seeker of the wisdom of this world, that you learn the knowledge of this world, but seek the secret of God. Amen. The secret of God. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? I hope you can catch the spirit of what I'm sharing with you. That you will be someone, no matter what you are doing, that you seek the secret of God to make you different from others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, many years ago, you know, there was a disease that killed so many people in Europe. You know, there was a plague that killed so many people. It wiped almost a third of the population of Europe. A third of the whole continent died. Worse than COVID. Are you listening? Worse than COVID. It attacks you, 5 days you are dead. No one bothered to treat you because you are going to die. If you get it, they just separate you and you die. A third of the population wiped out. And it continued on and continued on until a secret was revealed. That this disease is caused by some organism or some entity called bacteria. Can you imagine? And then someone was able to discover that there is also another substance that is in other bacteria that you can use to treat this. And that is how they came up with antibacteria or antibiotic. Are you listening? So just this secret, I'm showing you some secret that will be life and death issue. Just this discovery of this secret. If that secret was revealed, if someone knew of that secret, a third of the population of Europe would have survived. Because after it was discovered, everyone who had it and was given this medication survived. Secret. It is that which will separate you and become a different. Amen. So no matter what you are doing, no matter what you are doing, no matter what your work, no matter what you are studying, students, young people, children, have a love, have a special type of love for the secret of God. That you pray, that you seek the face of God. That when you sit down to do your homework, pray. Because there's a secret of God. And the secret will be revealed only to those who seek for it. The secret was revealed to Daniel, not because Daniel sat down to do his homework, to write an essay, to study the books again, but he sought the face of God. He sought the face of God. The secret of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So one of the most important prayers for your life will be prayer for the spirit of revelation. Amen. Prayer that God will reveal it to you. Amen. Beloved, the Bible says these things are written for an example. If you seek the secret of God, it shall be revealed to you. Amen. It will make you a different student. It will make you a different wife. You know, there are some women, they are cooking, they use the same ingredients, but their food is different. Or you don't know that. They can give you the recipe and they say, you buy onion and buy pepper and buy, what else do you use? Tomatoes and what else? And use water as well. No special, you can go and use any other water, but use, add water and mix this. Let it cook for this minute. Add this and then add that and add that. Their food is always different. So you wonder, why is your food like this and my food is not like that? The secret of God. The secret of God. Amen. The secret of God. Whatever you are doing, wives, if you stand, women, if you stand to cook your food, pray. Pray. I say pray. You see, I don't have time to share certain things with you. But pray. A Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. The wisdom of God, the wisdom of God is what separates you. It's what makes you a different person. The wisdom of God will make you a different secretary. Are you listening? The wisdom of God will make you a different nurse. They all give medicine at the same time, the same amount. But you will see that the family says, I want this nurse. I want this nurse. Is she working today? Can she take care of my mother? Amen. The secret of God. I don't have time to share much with you. But I just want to read this scripture with you. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto thy own understanding. It means lean on the understanding of God. Don't lean on your own understanding. Yes, I understand that you have studied geography and you have studied history and you have studied physiology. But it says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, in all your ways, in all your ways, in everything that you are doing. When you are writing essay, when you are taking a test, when you are cooking, in all your ways, acknowledge God. Amen. Acknowledge God. Amen. Acknowledge His direction. Amen. Acknowledge His instruction. Amen. Seek His face. Amen. Ask Him to take over. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. And He shall direct your path. You know, another version says, and He shall straighten your path. He shall straighten your path. So, you see, you are cooking and you are prayed. And you are not leaning on your own skill. As for me, I know how to cook. But you have prayed. Oh, have you not cooked some food that you are surprised that you are the one that cooked it? You yourself, you don't even want to eat it. And you are embarrassed. You know, sometimes we know we have asked you to cook and then you don't show up in church. You don't cook it. And then you pretend like you are disrespecting us, you are angry. You finish and the food was not nice. So you decided not to come to church. We know. We know. When you finish, you realize that as for this food, if I take it, I'll be embarrassed. So I will not even go to church. And then you call out. And then when the people who are collecting the food, they said, you say, this person should come and pick it up at 12 o'clock. They call you and call you and call you, don't answer. We know. And then you go back to the kitchen and then you taste. Ah, how? I can't take this. I can't take this. And the only jollof that we were depending on, you didn't bring it. But the Bible says, as you are cooking it, though you are a skilled cooker, though you have cooked for many years, though you know how to cook, you have cooked jollof many times, but as you are cooking it again this time, it says, in all your ways, in the putting of the salt, the pepper, the water, the tomatoes, acknowledge God. It says, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. And even though you made mistake, He will straighten it. He will straighten thy path. And when you finish and you taste it, you say, I never cooked jollof like this one. Something happened to this jollof. And you know, sometimes you can't even cook the same thing again. You cannot repeat the same thing. I'm telling you. Because it was God who straightened the path and made it taste the way it tasted. Put your hands together to, for the Lord, and rise to your feet. And let us bring the service to a close. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We thank you, Lord, for the secrets, the revelation, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of revelation. We thank you, Lord, Reveal your secrets to us when we acknowledge you. When we seek you, like Daniel, visit us in the night vision, in the night dreams. Speak to us. Give us light in the name of Jesus. In every dark area of our lives, oh God, we lean not on our own understanding. But in all of our ways, we acknowledge you. We thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord. I want to give my life to Christ. If that is you, you want this Jesus in your life. You want to receive salvation. You are saying, if I die, I don't want to go to hell. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to receive Jesus as your Savior. You want to receive the salvation, the gift of God. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? Anyone here? Anyone? You want to give your life to Christ? Why don't you all join and say this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the book of life. I give you glory. I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.